Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, there was a sentencing in the January 6th insurrection. The QAnon shaman. Remember the QAnon shaman? Remember the guy, cat with the horns? Dude with the bare chest, the war paint, strutting around. First guy in, swaggers up the aisle, sits in the chair of Schumer's chair, I think, the majority leader. Maybe it was the president of the Senate. That's the difference. If you know that, the president of the Senate is different from the majority leader. The majority leader is the one who has the power. Chuck Schumer has the power. In any event, the QAnon shaman sat there and wrote a threatening note, left it on the desk for the senator, saying, in effect, it was a little oblique, but the day of judgment is coming, and roaming around with what looked like a spear of some sort, roaming around, pair of horns. One of the funniest things going around in social media right now is a Photoshop picture of Nancy Pelosi at her desk, you know, writing on a document. And behind her, up over, right over her head, is a picture of some 19th century senator or congressman. And then right next to that, over her right shoulder, is the head of the QAnon shaman, as if he's a deer, you know, because he has horns. So what it is, it's a like a sort of a walnut plaque, and there's a QAnon shaman with his war paint in his chest and his horns and all that. You know, it's funny, but, you know, it's not all that funny. In any event, the QAnon shaman was sentenced to 41 months. That's 3 years, 3.5 years, roughly. And he's already served 10. So that means he has 31 months left, and they give them some good time. He has a little over 2 years to go in prison. Jacob Chansley is his name, and the charge that he pled to is felony obstruction. A lot of people, including myself, felt that some of the sentences that were being handed down were a little on the light side. Some people getting probation, some people getting delays in their trial for very, very trivial reasons. Some, you know, that wouldn't normally be given. Some people, you know, given 30 days, 60 days, that kind of thing. I think it's a very good deterrent to give somebody who is as high profile as he was the 41 months. He's already been in prison. He's already been in prison awaiting trial, 10 months. He'll end up with 31 months, 2 years, 7 months. They give him a little time for good time and all that. The sad thing about this guy, the very sad thing about this guy, the purpose of sentencing is a couple of things. One of it is deterrence, to deter him and other people from ever doing something like this again. Another one is punishment. And this is especially true in violent felonies. And this was a violent felony. But the sad thing is, if you looked at his statement to the court, it was absolutely almost guileless. And very, very sad. And he said, it's not the kind of person I am. I've never gotten in trouble before. I'm pleading guilty. And so they let him plead to one count. And I wish I had not done that. And that he could have said, and he didn't, that really when he was in there, he didn't, you know, hit anybody, strike anybody, or destroy any property. I think that this was a sentence that was essential. And I think it was essential because he wanted to make himself the face of the insurrection. And therefore, symbolically, he had to get something longer than the average guy who's been let off too lightly, even though he, there were some allegations of his mental state and all that. I'm not all that sympathetic to that. Prosecutors run into that all the time. So the defense will say, oh, this guy is emotionally disturbed, or he had a bad childhood, or this guy mentally ill, even though the experts say he's not. The prosecutors will get up and they'll say, ladies and gentlemen, this man is not mad. He's just bad. He's not mad. He's just bad. Well, in the QAnon shaman's case, if he hadn't had the war paint and the horns, if he hadn't been the first guy in the chamber, and if he hadn't roared like an animal, you know, sort of like a wolf, he was roaring, and if he hadn't been photographed sitting at in the Senate desk and writing that note, he would have gotten probation. He he would have gotten probation. As it was, because he self-designated himself as the QAnon shaman, as the guy, and he had a Q, you know, a Q flag or some sort of Q indicator. By making himself the symbolic head of it, that it's the symbolic head that had to be punished. And I agree with it. I think it was exactly right. I think some of these other prison sentences, they're not prison. If you go for 30 days, that's jail, not prison. That's jail, not prison. You know, the authorities at that point can say, okay, we'll let you out on a bracelet. You just can't leave your house. Or you get Huber. What's Huber? Huber is you come back here and sleep, and you're here on the weekends. We can get out from 8 in the morning to late at night to work. The QAnon shaman has been in prison, not jail, for 10 months, and he has 31 months to go. And it was exactly the right thing to do. People are going to think twice the next time these clowns try or think about something like this. And the sad thing is, there are a lot of people who planned it. There are a lot of people who were dangerous as hell. There are a lot of people who beat police officers almost to death. Those people are going to get long prison terms. Unfortunately, there are still people they can't identify. And the FBI has sent video around. Watch the video, see if you recognize anybody. But it's going to be a cold day in hell the next time before a bunch of yahoos who are not the instigators are going to believe somebody like Trump or anybody else who says, go march on the Capitol, and I'm with you. And then he went back to the White House where he has full security and sat watching on television. Just like he says, be careful of vaccine. He's already been vaccinated and boosted. He's had 3 shots. He did it in secret. So did Hannity. Some of you may watch Hannity. He's no good, but you watch him. Yeah, really? He's been vaccinated. How about Tucker Carlson? He's been vaccinated. And they'll sit there and they'll poke holes in vaccine. You're the guy that's going to die or get blood clots on your lungs, liver, in your brain. Nobody studied the effect of long-term COVID because COVID's only been around in general circulation since roughly February, March of 2020. Okay? And the guys that are lecturing to you were vaccinated. Hannity, Tucker Carlson, Trump. They were vaccinated. Well, here, Trump said, I'm with you. He wasn't with them. He went to the White House, then he denounced them. Well, the QAnon shaman got caught up in this. I think he saw the light, and this is what is happening. A good development in South Dakota, Kristi Noem, really bad governor, will be challenged in a primary by a South Dakota state rep named Steve Hoggard. Now, why is that significant? Because they talk to her about, they talk about her as being like a VP candidate for the Republicans. Well, baloney. She's the one where Rebecca Clayfish is a Kristi Noem wannabe. Kim Reynolds is the same thing as Kristi Noem. Very attractive women with absolutely maniacal eyes. I'm honest to Pete. I mean, these people, yeah, their fangs are full of message. They're bad news. And she's being set up because she's the one that set up a meeting in her office to try to get her own daughter some certification from the state and ended up firing the person who would not grant it to her. But she's also the one investigating the attorney general who killed the guy at night, lied and said it was a deer and went home so that he wouldn't have alcohol in his breath next day. And he got some sort of misdemeanor. What's wrong with the Republican Party in South Dakota? What's wrong with them? My cousin's wife is from South Dakota. It's a great state. I've been there. Enough's enough. This is America, for God's sake. Get her out of there. Get the attorney general out of there. Get them all out of there. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. Right back after the break. Until the day.